KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, this is NADRL. Tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net preamble, or Net, is going to start here in just a few minutes. Do we have anyone who would like to join the pre-net? Please call.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KEHPCQ, Dave in Bay City.
This is... Oh, Charlie 8. Sierra Del Dreamer. Bobby City, sitting no traffic, Dave.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening, Rob. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the pre-net?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Well, we could have a short net tonight. I know some of our regular participants are out of town. So we will I'll take one quick call for pre-check-ins, and then we'll just stand by till 7 o'clock. Good evening, Minnie. All right, we'll just stand by here for another minute or so, and then we'll start the net. This is NADRL. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KDAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcement for the net. From the pre-net, I have KE8PCQ, KEC8SDL, and KD8PAZ-E3. Do not need to check in. At this time, I will take check-ins from operators who are on short-time, mobile, or in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. And we're down to regular check-ins. Is there anyone who'd like to check into tonight's net? Please call. Yep, could be a short net tonight. I personally have no announcements. I have a couple of things to bring up, just a couple personal things about radio that I've been doing. But I will wait till we go through the list one time. Dave, you are up, T8PCQ, and Rob, you will be number two. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, David, and ADRL in the group, T8PCQ here. Well, it's been 4 days, and I haven't had to cut grass. I mean, I'm thanking God. It's about time. That said, I bought an FT5 Yaesu handheld, and, you know, I thought, well, I just programmed that baby, and I have a problem. Well, I had to go to RT Systems and get the software because it is unbelievable. But what it does is phenomenal. So we're just trying to stay with the latest and greatest, and I guess there's times when you need to step up and buy the right stuff. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Well, good deal on getting the new HT, Dave, the FT5. I've heard it mentioned. I don't know much about it, but I'm sure it's got all the whistles and bells. And I'm sure of one thing, that our RT Systems is still in business because of all of these HTs that are so hard to program, that you've literally got to have a computer and a connecting cord and time to get everything into it. Well, good deal on that. Congratulations. Next up is Rob, KC8SDL, and then Minnie, you'll be up after that. Good evening, Rob.
ERL in the group here, KO8, Rob, B.C. I will wave a hand to my good friend Minnie out there. Good evening, Minnie. Hope you're doing well. And I'll wave a hand to my good friend Dave. Good evening to both of you. Well, Mr. David, I had quite a good weekend, like I texted you the engine show. I didn't take a lot of video because I kept running my engines. I ran all three of my engines, and my six horse has got a whole nade ignition system. It misses all the time, and sometimes it gets a bad mood and starts backfiring. Well, my buddy was there, and he said, you know, Robbie, I've been looking for, trying to find a bad deal for that engine. I think it's American Bosch AB33 Mag. Jay might be familiar with it. Well, he found one, Dave, on the internet. It's complete. It's got marginal spark, but it's good enough to get knocked on your t-shirt, so I'm not worried about that. But I'm going to go through and clean the points in it and everything else, and it is the oscillating mag that American Bosch, or that engine uses, and there's a trip mechanism, and it's a standard long trip mechanism for a 3-to-6-horse engine. So I'll break set. Anyways, guy lives in Ohio, and it's on its way, so I'll probably get it probably next week, and when I do, I'm going to take that other goofy thing off, because the other one uses a battery, and I know sometimes it gets hot, and it acts up, and it starts backfiring something awful there in West France, so I shut it down, you know, and everything else, but yeah, I'll let you keep you in the loop on that new Magneto. Yeah, I had a good weekend. It did not rain, but that's amazing, because last year, it rained and rained and rained. So, a couple of friends of mine came up there. Well, one good friend, Brian, KF8AIW, I think is his call, and he's the one that found the Magneto for me. So he was with me and some other people that were there. I met a couple of ham operators from the West Branch area, and I had a good time. So now the next show I'm going to be doing, just to let you know, is Carol. That's 9th, 10th, and 11th of August at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds. And if there's any way you can make it over there, I'd love to see you. Matter of fact, if you go to the gate and say you're with Rob, one of the show exhibitors, you'll get in for free. There's no problem there. There's no problem there. I'd love to see you. And even you too, Dave, because Dave Kent went to River of Time there, and boy, he had a ball. Him and his XYL came with there and watched my engines and had a good one. So, but anyways, well, David, I talk way too much, so I'm going to hand it back to you. Real quick, radio-wise, see Kenwood's doing fine. I ain't fired my heat get up this morning. Worked one of the nets there, but she didn't warm up quite a bit. She drifted, but once it warmed up, she was fine. Any area on the group, Kilo Charlie 8, here does me well. I'll be up around for about 7-3 of them. 7-3 rounds. Back to that control, Jay, doing a great job.
Hey, Rob, I have a quick question. So that having a battery, that provides the spark rather than a magneto?
Correct, because when I bought the engine, Dave, it did not have a mag, but when I bought it, it needed a lot of work, but there was a cardboard box that was beside it, and somebody took a tractor distributor, made a bracket and a trip arm and some strings, and all it did was it tripped that mechanism, it opened the points. Well, you can't adjust timing, and it doesn't stay timed right, because one day it's over advanced on me trying to start at night. Oh boy, I thought I was going to go in outer space, but a true Magneto has magnets in it, a coil, and a set of breaker points, and it's kind of neat how a Magneto works. Over.
Okay, yeah, I'm just curious about that. We use magnetos in the airplane, strictly magnetos, for two magnetos, two sets of plugs per cylinder. And they generally are pretty faultless. But when they have a problem, it's not good to have a problem, spark problem, when you're 3,000 or 4,000 feet in the air. Believe me. Don't ask me how I know. But good information. I was just curious about that. And as far as the show, it sounds like something my oldest grandson would be interested in. See if I can separate him from playing hockey for a little while to come over to the show. So thanks for the invite on that. And Dave, I forgot to mention about cutting grass. Yeah, it's kind of nice not to have it growing, having to cut it like sometimes every other day. But I don't know if we're supposed to get any rain. I guess we got some rain coming, but I don't know how much. All right, Rob, thank you for that. Minnie, you are up next, and we'll be at the end of the list, and we'll make a call after that. KD8PAZ, go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, ADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave and Rob Begg. Good to hear everyone in here tonight. Even though it's a short list, it's a good list. So, anyway, I haven't been doing too much. Went and got my hair cut on Thursday, went to breakfast on Friday, picked a couple of tomatoes and a couple of cucumbers. Very small, but since they're not going to get any bigger, so I went ahead and picked them. So, haven't eaten them yet, though, but I will. Anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing too much of anything. So, my grass probably needs to be cut again this week. It'll be 2 weeks since it's been cut. So, that's about every 2 weeks that it comes and cuts my grass. So, this is KD8PAZ, back to NADRL.
Yeah, very good, Minnie. Well, always good to get that first bit of things out of the garden. I suppose that people who live like in maybe California or down south, never living down there, I don't know if they have like a perpetual garden or if they just have their gardens in the summertime or. I guess I don't know. I guess it's a good thing that we have a southern hemisphere so that we can get our vegetables year-round. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Let me make a call here and see if anybody else would like to join us. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot on Echo Lake down in Flint.
But I'll be in and out tonight.
Okay,
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot on Echo Lake down in Flint.
In and out station, go ahead.
Dave, did you get me Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot?
Yeah, Ron, I copy you, KC8YVF. The other in and out station, could you come back one more time, please?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. Rick from New Lothrop, in and out, please.
Okay, Rick, well, good evening to you. Thank you for joining us tonight. I've got you down as in and out, and hopefully next week you can stick around a little bit longer. Ron, you're next up on the list, KC8YVF. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I didn't know if I got in because of the Echo Link delay trying to get in there if I doubled. Just made it back to Flint here. I'm at my brother's house. We had went down to Mount Clemens, down to the hospital down there to visit one of my cousins that's not doing very well. So we went down this today and visited with her. And then on the way back, since I was only about 6 miles, 8 miles away, I stopped at the Micro Center computer store, and now I'm a new owner of a 3D printer. So I'd talked to Rick and Fred and Clayton on what they had and came up with a decision on that, and I didn't want to have to order it and have UPS try and deliver it since there's glass involved and other things. So I said I was going to go down anyhow to look at one and pick one up. and we were only about 6 or so miles away from the hospital to the micro center there, down on 14 mile and 75. So pick that up. I'll be a while before I get it set up, but I got too many things work coming up tomorrow, but I said I'll see if the net was going here. I'd at least check in through Echolink. Thanks for the net again, and thanks for picking up last week. I should be back in the rotation. I didn't plan on this one. I got a call on Friday night from another cousin that she was in the hospital, so we had to scurry and make some plans here. So thanks for doing that. Thanks, guys, and good admitting on the tomatoes and that. I've had a few off my plants. Got some cucumbers in, got some green beans and peppers and that so far, so things are starting to come. KC8YVF back to net. This will be my one and done.
Well, thank you for joining us. Very good on the 3D printer. I know nothing about them. I have no clue. It's one of those things that I don't want to get my interest peaked. I've got too much other stuff to do, but I think it's great that you were able to get one, and looking forward to hearing what you'll be doing with it. And sorry to hear about your cousin. It's never good news when that happens, but what can we say, I guess? Okay, Rick was in and out. Let's make one more quick call. This is NADRL. Anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Rag Chew?
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw County.
ADOA.
Okay, we added Dave and Rick. Dave, you're up. Video 8DW with Rick to follow.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, WADW. Not a whole lot here. Been doing some yard work and that, and been doing some searching on the internet. I'm looking for a newer truck, so we're sort of shopping around. Not sure what we're going to do yet. Not sure exactly what I want, but I sort of got an idea. We need something to haul a trailer and that, so we're sort of leaning towards the Dodge Ram. Dodge Ram's got towing capacity of around 14,000 pounds, which is a lot less than I haul. So that's what one of the things I'm looking at. We may go and look at one sometime this week. But anyway, that's the bad part is once you look at it, then you got to figure out how you're going to pay for it. I guess that's the big part. That's all I got there, Dave. We'll just say 73s. I am also going to be one and done, and we'll catch you all later. Thanks for doing it there, Dave. NADRL, WADW.
Okay, Dave, thanks for checking in, and good luck on the truck. I've heard those Dodges have a pretty good capacity, and you always want more than you need, especially when it comes to hauling with a truck. And I hope you're able to find what you need. And that's a good-sized trailer, and I'm sure that it takes a few ponies to get that down the road. Rick, you're up next. KC8BOA, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. This weekend we did some family camping this weekend, and had a good time. And all the grandkids there at one time, which is unusual. And they had a riot there. We went to Lake of Dreams, which was kind of nice, and when we left the Lake of Dreams, we actually drove through the rest of the campsite and seen it was much bigger. And they, of course, they have a lot of seasonal campers there. The back part of Lake of Dreams is very nice. It's got some wood and shade. We didn't have any shade. It was miserable. It was hot. When you do tent camping, it's very hot. So the wife is definitely wanting to get a travel trailer. I like the idea and the concept, but we just don't go often enough to really make it worthwhile. So we have to look at that. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to control. KCBOA.
Hey,
Okay, Rick. You know, I think that Lake of Dreams is kind of a hidden jewel. There's a lot of people in Saginaw and Bay City and even, I think, up in Gratiot County that don't even know it's there. I've been there a couple of times, but I know that people really, really like to go there. It's a pretty nice campground. And, yeah, okay, I'm figuring out what to do with the travel trailer. Well, they sure are handy. I guess if it was up to me, I wouldn't mind doing the travel trailer thing, but my wife is, she's kind of more of a hotel person, and fine with me. I know a lot of people enjoy it. I think I would if I ever got the chance, but I thought maybe one time this, probably would do it this summer, but maybe next summer I'll take the grandkids camping, maybe tent camping somewhere. Okay, Rick, and Rick, you'll be around for the second round, over?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Keep you away.
Okay, very good. A couple of comments from me. I was able to do the North American QSO Party Ready contest yesterday. It was one of those 2 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning. I think it worked about 4 hours. Learning a little bit more about the FL Digi. I had a good instructor with W8DW, so I was able to have quite a bit of fun. But I've noticed I'm having an issue with my older ICOM 746 Pro, and that it's inconsistent with the signal link. I see my signal varies, and I can't figure out what it is. I don't know if I've got RF getting into it. Radio's rock solid. It just acts up when it's working through the signal link, so I don't know. And I'm starting to get some QSL cards from the 13 colonies, so that's kind of cool. They made up some very, very nice QSL cards. All right, one more quick call before we go back up to the top today. This is NADRL. Anybody else who'd like to join us for tonight's Michigan Central Michigan Rank 2, please call. All right, let's go back up to KPCQ with Rob DeFollow. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening again, NADRL and the group. I will, next week, we're going to be camping, but I'll be coming through on EchoLink, and then I'll be back the 4th to have the net under a regular time. And as far as your email about the guy with the T6, you and I will have to sit down and have maybe a couple of cups of coffee. It could read it like a novel as to what went on in that scenario. So. Other than that, everybody have a great week. Stay safe, and have fun with the gardening. K8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks for joining us. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that would be. I'm looking for information. I've always been kind of an airport history guy and airplane history guy, and I'll look forward to that. Hey, Rob, you're up next with many to follow, KC8STL. Go ahead.
Hey, you're out in the group. Yo, Charlie HCW. Boy, we're having a good night tonight. Even though we have like 4 or 5 people that started with me. About magazines real quickly. Kay, if you get a chance on to the net, go on Google Bosch AB Surgery Mag. You'll be interested. Yeah, the millispectrum of this mag, David, it's an oscillating mag. It mounts on the engine, and this arm goes down to the cam, where the cam gear is, and there's an eccentric right on the cam gear, and it's also flops over when the engine comes to speed. So at cranking speed, the spark is retarded. That's why, and my homemade is not. And boy, one day I cranked that thing. I went up in the, well, I'm kidding you. I went up in the office, the ISS cruises. Oh, there's Rob. Wave at him. Not. It's pretty cool. And it's what they call it, an oscillating mag. And you are 180% right about manuals on aircraft. My son works up in, I'm not sure if it's Kensville or Kenroth. He works at a former SAC base support shop. He works on reconditioning components for aircraft, radios, generators, all the anti-clutter equipment for an aircraft. That's pretty cool, kind of thing right up the old thing, or the old, tip up the old block. And, yeah, that's what he did then when he was in the Marine Corps. He was in the 127th bomb wing. Other than that, though, but you'll get interested about that Magneto here. And one thing that's kind of weird, though, it's got a hoop, a metal piece of metal. It goes over top of it to hold it to the block. And the mounting bolts you got to use between that and the block, you can't use nothing but brass screws or bolts. If you use metal, you will demagnetize the Magneto within a couple of days. That's weird. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can find some stainless bolts. But if the hardware has some brass, I'll get that. But stainless is not, man. But I'd rather get the brass instead of stainless steel. So, but it is pretty cool. You get a chance, check that out. And you'll see how that tripping mechanism works. And, and such. Another thing, too, I have it when I do get it working, I got a chunk of period plug wire, the old cotton-covered antique plug wire, but it's got new wire underneath the wires dresser. It's regular, high energy, solid plug wire, but it's a new style, so it'll work on that, in the terminal of that Magneto. It's got a needle screw, and I know a few Magnetos have been damaged by somebody yanking on that coil tower, thinking, oh, this is how you take it out, you gotta back that screw out. That's pretty weird, so. All right, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, I had a good time, and yeah, I'm gonna tomorrow the neighbor girl's gonna come mow the grass, and I'll give her a ring and just play a little race.
Yeah, okay, Rob. I think you timed out the repeater there. If you were just talking about mowing the grass, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm long-winded. Minnie's over there probably saying, "Yep, that's Robbie." Yeah, I was going to say, tomorrow I'm going to help the neighbor girl mow the grass. Now, I was just talking about that Magneto. It's pretty cool, but if you get a chance to get on the Internet and look up the Bosch Alpha Bravo 3-3 Magneto, it's really cool. It's really cool. And I also got some period plug wire, the old cotton-covered antique wiring for the smart plug wire, so that'll look pretty cool, too. That engine, though, uses a half-inch pipe thread spark plug, like out of a Model T, and that auto parts station on Genesee and Saginaw got them in stock. No kidding. Other than that, I think I got pretty things pretty good. And, oh, yes, I will keep you in the loop on how it goes there. Yeah, I'm just eagerly waiting for that Magneto. So, yeah, I have to thank KFAIW. Brian here in Bay City. He's a new member, but he's been really helpful. Okay, before it conks out, I'm going to say 73s and back to Ned. Doing a great job. NAERO in the group, Kilo Charlie, she's Dr. Lima. 73, Dave.
Okay, Rob. Well, thanks for the tutorial on mags. Interesting stuff. A lot of people don't understand about mags and how they were used back in the old days, and still used to some extent on aircraft and other things, but not so much in cars or anything anymore. All right, Minnie, you are up next, and I think Ron was one and done. Yeah, he was, and then BLX was out, and then Dave, you'll be on deck. Go ahead,
Minnie, KD8TAZ. Well, good evening again, Dave. This is KD8TAZ. Not too much more going on. Talk to people tomorrow night on the net. And Dave was one and done, too, there, Dave. So anyway, so the next one will be Rick. This is KD8DAZ back to NADRL.
Yep, you are so right, Minnie. I got a mark there and I didn't read far enough. Okay, Rick, we're down to you. KC8BOA, go ahead.
Well, good evening again. Yeah, I still got to unload the vehicle yet. I still got some stuff in the cabin yet to take out. And I've got to go out and check on the garden. I'm sure that some of the stuff's going to need watering and some more weeding. I didn't get all the weeding done. I need to go through and clean up around the tomatoes. There's a couple other beds that I've got some Canadian thistle in. And that is difficult to stay on top. Those weeds just spread by the roots so bad, it's not funny. And as hard as you can try to get them out, it just takes a lot of persistence with that. And so forth. So, 73 everybody. Hopefully we hear everyone on the net tomorrow night. TC8BOA.
Yeah, those gardens need constant attention. For sure. I did some fertilizing on ours today and on our raised garden, and we had cucumbers and wax beans as part of our dinner today. Good cucumbers there. Cucumbers are looking good. Peppers are so-so. Our cherry tomatoes looking great. Our big tomatoes not so good, but there you go. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who would like to join us tonight for tonight's net? Please call. All right. Any last comments before we close the net? All right. We'll go ahead and close things down here. Appreciate everybody joining us tonight. Turned out to have looks like about 8 people check in tonight, including myself. We had a total of 8 at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:32 p.m. and repeaters turn back to normal amateur use. Thanks, gang. Have a great week. NADRL.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.